Blackstone Audio, Inc. and Buck 50 Productions present A Gangster's Girl by Chunichi. This book is read by E. Kane. Prologue. How are you? My name is Ciesia Devereaux. It's 12:15 a.m., and I've spent the entire day in bed crying. I'm only 25, but I've experienced as much as a 40-year young woman. Still, I'm thankful because those experiences have molded me into the great woman I am today. So sit back and sip an apple martini as I share my story. At age 21, I was unstoppable. At 5 feet, 5 inches tall, 125 pounds, measurement 36, 26, 40, size 6 shoes, and the caramel skin of a newborn baby, I live carefree in a 3-bedroom condo overlooking Waterside in downtown Norfolk, Virginia. I felt on top of the world as I drove around in my Lex Coupe, labeled down in the latest Iceberg or Versace prints. Needless to say, I was hated by many and loved by few, but that was my motivation. The more they hated, the more I flaunted. As far as I'm concerned, hate makes the world go round. My girls and I were the hottest chicks in the Tidewater area. Many knew of us, but not many actually knew us. They knew our names and our faces, but that was about it. We were all breeded beach girls. That's right, born and raised in Virginia Beach. We had the best of everything and never wanted for anything. When living with our parents, we were only expected to do well in school during the week and attended church on Sunday. As long as we followed those rules, the rest was whatever we wanted. However, we were quickly hit with a dose of reality when we decided to move out on our own. My dad was so furious about my decision to move out, he cut me off completely. He had plans for me to live at home until I got married, but the excitement of independence was just too much.